This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Officials said Tuesday the death toll from a partially collapsed Miami-area condo building rose to 32 as rescue workers brace for a tropical storm and relatives of a deceased family of four prepare for the disaster's first funeral. A total of 113 people remain missing 12 days after roughly half of the 12-story Champlain Towers South building came tumbling down early in the morning on June 24th. Workers still searching for the mountain of debris face strong winds as Tropical Storm Elsa approaches from the south. Although forecasts predict the Surfside, Florida area should avoid the brunt of Elsa on its projected course north from Cuba, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely and could hinder the search and rescue effort. Investigators have not determined what caused the 40-year-old complex to collapse. Miami-Dade's mayor cautions it could take some time to find out the exact cause. The UN Security Council began potentially contentious negotiations Tuesday on whether to continue humanitarian aid operations from Turkey into northern Syria for another year. If the council fails to reach a compromise, then the cross-border aid operation, which reaches some 3.4 million people who live outside government control in northwest Syria, will end on July 10th. That means sending food, clean water, medicines, and COVID-19 vaccines would become much more difficult, if not nearly impossible, due to obstruction from the regime in Damascus. Russia, China, and Syria's regime all argue that humanitarian assistance to the countries north should move across the front lines of the conflict under the control of the Syrian government. But the United Nations and aid agencies on the ground say that type of operation is inadequate to meet the tremendous demand for aid. Negotiations will continue this week with a vote expected on Thursday. This is VOA News. Egypt says Ethiopia has begun filling the reservoir of a controversial dam on the Nile River's main tributary. The move will likely increase tensions in the Horn of Africa ahead of a UN Security Council meeting to discuss the dispute, which also includes Sudan. Egypt says it categorically rejects such a unilateral move. It says the move is a threat to the region's security and peace. The dispute now centers on how quickly Ethiopia should fill and replenish the reservoir and how much water it releases downstream in case of a multi-year drought. Egypt and Sudan have repeatedly called for the U.S., the U.N., and the European Union to help reach a legally binding deal that would spell out how the dam is operated and filled. Indonesia said Tuesday it was importing emergency oxygen from neighboring Singapore as hospitals crumbled under the weight of COVID-19, with the Delta variant continuing to wreak havoc around the globe. Vaccines are seen as the main hope of breaking a cycle of economy-busting lockdowns in a pandemic that has killed close to 4 million people, according to an AFP compilation of official data. But concerns have emerged that jabs initially seen as providing high protection against the virus may not be so effective against the Delta strain. Israel, whose vaccine rollout is one of the world's fastest, warned on Monday that rising cases suggested the Pfizer jab they are using may not guard so well against mild illness, although it still appeared highly effective in reducing severe disease and hospitalizations. China's leader Xi Jinping attacked calls from some in the United States and its allies to limit their dependency on Chinese suppliers and block the sharing of technologies. In a speech on Tuesday to representatives of leftist political parties in more than 100 countries, Xi said China's ruling Communist Party has succeeded in raising the country from poverty and created a new model of development. He says such experiences should be shared and no country should, quote, obstruct the development of other countries and harm their people's lives through political manipulation. Xi's speech comes days after he delivered a defiant address marking the ruling Communist Party's 100th anniversary. He said China will not be bullied and will punish anyone who tries. Russian officials say a plane carrying 28 people apparently crashed as it came in for a landing in bad weather Tuesday in Russia's Far East. Everyone aboard is feared dead. Russian media is reporting none of the 6 crew members or 22 passengers on board survived. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.